Welcome back to the Tennis Pulse, the heartbeat of tennis. We are here at Lo-Fi Loft in Berlin, and we are talking about some of the players, the young players, and the rising stars that are on the tour right now. You know, did you guys see that clip where Bublik was saying to the umpire, Mohammed, what's going on? Do you remember back in the day when the players, you know, it was so much easier, these young players that come in when you're...
I love the character, man. It's true. These players are coming in hot, man. These young players are
not playing.
I feel like they're younger too, and
eager.
Yeah, they're not scared at all. They're just coming in firing away.
Asking what's happening. What are they eating?
Yeah,
exactly. They don't get it.
Exactly. They're eating the old players. They're eating. Yeah, clearly
they're hungry.
Yeah. Charlie, do you agree? What do you think with what Bublik said?
Yeah, I mean, it's different now, of course. When he started, players were much easier. But now it's getting tougher, yeah, definitely.
And Charlie, who on your list from the rising stars, because I know you're always scouting out young, new talent. Who's on your list right now?
Well, if we're talking about rising stars, you have to say Justin Engel from Germany. He's 17. His ranking is 218. Now, which is the highest under 18, second highest under 19, so in the ATP World Ranking. So it's really exciting to first to work with him and to see him play. Great development at the moment. I would also say probably most people don't know him yet. It's Mees Röttgering. It's a guy also 17. He's ranked 600 something. But also very promising. And you have a couple young players coming up. And yeah, it's interesting to scout them and see different characters. But you're looking for the full package.
Yes.
You know, that's what you're looking for. If, you know, some of the young guys, they do well in juniors, winning maybe French or the Grand Slams, but you don't see the potential of doing the next step. So you really have to see who brings... Yeah, most of the skills you need.
And what is the full package, you would say?
The full package. First thing I look for is attitude, to be honest. Mm. Determination, you know, how they're on the court. Are they under pressure? How they react? You know, are they really challengers, you know, and if this is okay, then the next thing, of course, is how big is the game? I look, what is outstanding on that player? Is this a very special footwork or a special forehand, special tennis IQ? Something special has to be there. Otherwise, it's going to be an average player. So that's, and the more of these things you find in one, the better it is.
It's funny because I was watching an interview about Mees and his family and where, you know, he's living. And they were saying that when he first started losing, they've been working on his attitude, because when he first started losing, he was like shouting and, you know, throwing things and screaming, you know. So
actually, that's one important thing. If a guy hates losing, that's great.
That's a good thing,
right? Yeah.
That's great. So, I mean... So that's also one thing you look for. You know, if a guy's happy walking off the court, losing a match, that's not your guy.
Yeah. He shouldn't be in the competitive
That's sport. Not going to be your guy.
No.
That's for sure.
So I would say Justin has that full package. I mean, I've seen him play now and watched his matches as well. I really think he has all that you've talked about.
Yes. I mean, it looks like, I mean, I can say it seems like he has it, but he still has a long way,
of course,
long way to go. Yeah. You know, he has to be grounded, but with his age, he has a lot, I would say, and definitely the potential to go all the way.
I love watching.
Many things can still come in the way.
Yeah.
I don't hope, but he has most of the, things you need.
You know what came to my mind?
Yeah.
When we interview him in Hamburg.
Yes.
And he says his favorite song is Starboy.
Starboy. That's very telling. On the weekend. That's very telling,
yes.
Huh?
I know, right?
Yeah. I loved his energy on the court because he seems fearless.
Yeah.
No matter who's on the other side, that you don't see. To me, I mean, I haven't watched every single moment of his matches, but he just seems like, yeah, I can beat this guy.
You know, in Stuttgart, for example, he won the first round. He got a wild card, won the first round to play Mikkelsen second round.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was speaking to his coach just before they went on the court. And I said, how is he doing? How he feels? He said, he's very nervous. I said, why is he nervous? He just won a big round. Mm-hmm. He has nothing to lose against Mikkelsen. And he said, yeah, he's nervous because he thinks he should win.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
And that he became the youngest player.
How he thinks.
Yeah.
He became the youngest player since Boris Becker to reach an ATP grass quarterfinal. So
talking about 17 years old, here is my pick.
Gina.
Yes.
Italian guy.
Yes, but he turned 18. So I was gonna start with this.
Let me
with
guess.
Lily Trager.
Wait, how many 17 years do we have here?
I love it.
No,
I love
but
it.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, honest,
I know why
other,
you know.
That's the other,
really?
Top talent, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I was actually going to, because Federico Cina turned 18.
Yeah.
So that's not accurate. But you knew it. You know why? Because when he made the first amazing win in Miami,
Miami,
I texted you and you were there. I was like, did you see the match? The guy is really good. And you were like,
he's good.
So Federico Cina won beating Comesana 7-6, 7-6 in two straight sets, which is number 67 in the world, and started from 300 and something in the world and arrived to 279. Mm. He's Sicilian, is coached by his father, Francesco, that used to coach another great player, Roberta Vinci.
Oh, which was Vinci. US Open champion.
Yeah, yeah.
She's good.
No, she wasn't US Open champion. I'm so sorry. She beat Serena.
Did yeah, she, US Open
double,
sorry, 2015.
Double Grand Slam.
Double, yes, but then she beat Serena.
Semis.
In the semis, sorry. I'm so
Girl,
sorry about
fact
that.
Fact checks, come
I
on.
I know. I don't fact have checks. It on my notes. I'm so
Wiki
sorry.
Will.
But I do remember fact Serena. Checking. Serena was going for her golden slam.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
she was the one that
she lost
her.
The semis
she lost
to Vinci.
In the semis. I will never forget
after,
that.
Before Serena had beat, what's her name, Pliskova.
Yes.
And that was a great match. And there was an all-Italian women's
yes.
final.
Yes. It
and
was
then,
their,
Fioni's wife.
Flavia Panetta.
And then she retired.
Yeah.
And she retired. That's
all she wanted. All she wanted was that trophy.
She won
yeah,
so
maybe
much.
I'm too greedy.
Yeah.
That's the way to go down.
Wait, yeah, Cina is the second Italian to achieve that. Guess who was the first?
Claudio Panatta. Adriano Panatta.
Closer. Giuseppe. No? Think higher.
Bertini.
No.
Sinner.
Jesus, so many Italians now.
I know.
So many.
It's crazy.
At
Seriously.
The beginning of the year, there were 11 in the top 100. Isn't it crazy?
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
But let me tell you, my 17 years old, Lily Trager. See, not an Italian for once.
From where?
From where?
She's Austrian.
She's got
oh, nice.
So,
her grandfather
is Italian.
From
but, Sicily.
But there is an Italian there.
Uh-oh.
Her coach, Francesca
okay.
Schiavone.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I love her.
Yes.
I love her.
So 15 years later, that Francesca Schiavone actually won Roland Garros.
Yeah, she was amazing.
Lily Trager. Won the junior at Roland Garros.
That's cool.
Coached by Francesca since 2 years. She has an academy in Varese. And what I find really amazing about this player is that, of course, she made history being the first Austrian to achieve this. But she didn't drop one set the whole tournament.
Wow.
Beating number one seed, Emerson Jones.
She's tough, yeah.
Yeah.
Another rising star, I would say.
Yeah, another rising
First
star.
First Austrian and, female. On a,
yeah.
They had some players before, yeah.
And there is a fun fact about her, which I really loved, that she's playing with one-handed backhand.
Yeah.
Yes, bring it, those back.
A one-hand backhand, yeah.
But you know why?
That's challenging.
Why?
Because she won a bet with her coach when she was just about 12, I think. Let me check. Yeah,
You've done your
under
research,
12.
Yeah.
It was a under 12 in an under 12 tournament and... She said to her coach, if I win it, I wanna move to one-hand backhand. She won the tournament, and then she transitioned into one-hand backhand.
I tell my coach that, too, next week.
Good luck.
Because I'm like, can I just slice,
oh my
slice
gosh.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, this backhand.
No, I wish I love the one-hand backhand. I think it's much more natural stroke to hit than the two-hander, I think.
It looks beautiful,
it
for sure.
Right?
Yeah. More difficult for the girls to hit it, because you need really also strength in your arm. So
True.
It's hard.
Speaking of one hand backhand, I was just seeing Hinnan. It was really good.
She was
it was so beautiful to see her at the full Roland Garros too. I was shocked how beautiful she was.
Yeah.
No offense.
Justin Hinnan, really?
Yeah, she was, I mean, she was okay on tour, but she looked great,
she
graceful.
Had a glow up.
Wow.
She did. She had a glow up. She was beautiful. But love the one hand backhand. Yeah. But no one can do just that. Justina, my opinion.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. Yeah. Steffi.
I love that too. Yeah.
I want to talk about a 18-year-old phenom named Victoria Mboko. Mm. I'm wearing my yellow shoes for her because she wore this amazing yellow Wilson dress in the last couple tournaments.
Although
amazing.
You're wearing Lacoste today,
even though I'm wearing Lacoste, that's true. Sorry. But she is she's from Canada, but she was born in North Carolina. Her parents are from the Congo. They fled the Congolese War and moved to the U.S. and then further to Canada. And I am just impressed by this girl. She's really moved up really well into the rankings. She was inspired to play. She loves Serena and Bianca Andreescu, who is also a Canadian WTA player. And all her siblings, she's the youngest of four. All her siblings play tennis. And she wasn't supposed to play tennis, but she just loved watching them play. And then she got into the sport because of them. I'm going to read a little bit about her because I find some of these stats kind of amazing. So her breakout performance came in 2025, so this year. She started the year she ended 2024 at 347, sorry. And then earlier this year, she broke into the top 200, 284, and now she's at her career high at 91. So really impressive. She defeated number 55, Camila Osorio at the Miami Open.
Colombian.
And then she took world number 10, Paula Badosa, to three sets at the same tournament. She reached the third round at 2025 Roland Garros, becoming the youngest Canadian to win a match at a Grand Slam, which is pretty incredible. And she achieved a 22-match unbeaten streak in 2025.
Amazing.
So she set a whole new Canadian record for most consecutive main draw wins by a woman since 1994.
Oh, that's a good pick. I see her in the top 20 very soon.
For
100%.
Sure.
Yeah. Super amazing.
And she said, I'm different. I just want people to know that I'm different. Mm. What's so different about her?
Well, her game is incredible. I mean, she's got such a high-powered serve. I mean, she's a counter-punching type style game. I think she's just... She also mentally...
More like a men's tennis.
Yeah, she goes for the winners,
mentally,
too.
Yeah.
She mentally, lines up the winners.
Yes.
You know what she's...
But mentally, I'm just saying her mental toughness is really, going back to our other episode about mental toughness, it's really strong. She talked about how when she played at the Miami Open, she was able to block out the noise and really focus on... and also the pressure and just really focus on every point in her game. And she really... I think that's her strong suit in general, just watching her... is amazing to see, especially at this young age at 18. So
yeah, she beautiful. Said facing the Roland Garros qualifiers, she said she treated it like any ITF match. Mm-hmm. Just tricked her brain thinking it was nothing big.
I actually didn't realize she's only 18.
Yeah.
Incredible.
She played a powerful game. I mean, honestly, watching her was so entertaining.
And Kinwin.
Kinwin also said about her, he said, she will be one of the best players in the future. I'm 100% sure she's already got the strength, the game, and she has big potential.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
Good for her. I think, you know, and Coco gave her credit too. You know, when they had this three set match, I think it was at the, was it Italian Open or the Madrid Open?
Where they hugged it out.
Yeah. It was at the Italian Open.
Yeah.
And Coco said to her, keep your head up, you know, keep going. And she's doing just that. So it was really beautiful, inspiring to see those two. Connected. Coco's been there. She was 18 too, trying to make it.
She was 15 when she came on tour, right? I mean, it's insane.
Williams. Yeah.
I just think it's like what's so amazing is just to witness all these young players and do so well instantly. And like, because it takes time to develop your game throughout the years. And like, it's harder that way. I mean, my picks are like Alicia Parks and Hailey Baptiste, but they've been on tour for such a long time, but they're actually breaking through now and playing really well. But these guys are so young and they have it there already. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's so incredible to see that.
I think they're mentally, they're much better prepared these days to
new
make
generation.
That step. The new generation, I think, because coaches have started working much earlier in this area. So I think, they work way earlier, more professional. So that's why you see more and more young players coming up or breaking through again. Because we had a long time now in men's tennis where you didn't break in before 22, 23, and now you have more coming suddenly who can really do well at big tournaments.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. My pick is
Eva Jovic.
Yeah.
From the USA.
She's great.
She just came off a tournament that she won for a 125 level. Mm. Currently ranked 89. She's developed in the United States from the USTA. She won doubles with the Italian player who also was American, but she switched
Tyra
over.
Grant.
Yeah, they won the, I believe.
Oh, I liked her.
Yeah.
It was the Australian. And
yeah, they won. Exactly. I don't know much about her, but seeing her game is exciting because she hits the ball really hard.
Yeah, I've seen her play.
And then, like, she's only 5'7",
too.
And I'm surprised. I'm curious to see how her game develops throughout that. Let's see.
I saw her match, I think it was last year's US Open against Alexandrova.
Yeah, that's right.
And I believe it was the first round, or maybe she won the first round, was the second round. So sorry, I need to look back at stats. But she took her to three sets, and it was close. Like, she almost beat her. And I remember that's when she started to get her rise. And she was also playing doubles, juniors. Yeah. Like, she had, like, six different draws.
Exactly. And she's 17 herself as well, too.
Yes, yeah.
It's insane.
She's fire, like her.
I see, as a 17-year-old and a woman, to play that many matches, like, is that, how would you handle that?
Yeah. To be honest, if you are on stage, US Open, that's where she played so many matches.
Yeah.
You just have to take the experience being on that stage and playing as many matches as possible. You can, that saves you 3 months practice.
Mm.
So that's why, I mean, you always have to take your time off, but you know, if you have the chance to play there, they learn so much in these matches, also playing against the top players.
Yeah.
That saves a lot of experience. You cannot have this experience on a small tournament.
Hmm.
I think there's a lot more players that we didn't mention, I'm sure.
There's so many.
It's impossible. We still have 10 episodes.
We're still witnessing them itself. I mean, like, they're going to come through. But, I mean, a lot of them are not getting pressed yet. So, I mean, or, like, being televised yet. So it's nice to see them. And that's the reason why I love going to the Grand Slams, because we see the new players, and especially the first week. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about rising stars. We look like rising angels with our white
arms. I wear white and black here. I guess I'm one of the more.
Why did you all copy me?
Don't come for me.
Okay. I know that we have so much more to look for from some of these young people that we've actually mentioned. And I think we would also love to hear who else we've missed, who else we should be covering, because we are all about really, because some of the people that they've mentioned, I had no idea who they were. So it's so great to get to know, like, who's coming up and, you know, who we need to look out for.
Exactly.
Shout them out, guys.
Yeah, shout them out. So thank you so much for joining the Tennis Pulse. This has been Rising Stars. We are here at Lo-Fi Loft, and keep feeling the heartbeat of tennis. Like and subscribe, and we see you on the next one.